A wrongfully convicted Philadelphia man is now out of prison for good after serving 37 years in prison. Now that the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office officially withdrew the case, KYW's Antoinette Lee reports he's now suing the city.
60-year-old Willie Stokes and his loved ones, including his 80-year-old mother, are planning their days together.
I'm grateful that she still was around for me to make it out. I don't want to, you know, shoot the blame, but I'm just thankful that I had the team I had to get the results I got.
Stokes was convicted of murder in 1984, largely based on the testimony from a witness who says detectives offered him a sweetheart deal, women and drugs, in exchange for testifying against Stokes. That witness was later convicted for perjury, which Stokes did not learn until 2015. A federal judge found his rights were violated and he was released a month ago. His lawyer, Mike Diamonstein.
Injustice happens when people don't pay attention, and this was a case where nobody paid attention. How horrible it is that this man lost 38 years of his life because law enforcement did things that they should have never done.
Stokes' civil attorneys immediately filed a lawsuit. They claim he served the longest wrongful incarceration sentence in the state.
We are pursuing a 1983 civil rights action against the city of Philadelphia, several detectives and prosecutors.
Stokes says now that he's free,
I'm going to move forward.
At the CJC, Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.